This is WLRN News. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity. When children in the foster care system turn 18, many of them are on their own. Today, we'll hear from a young man in a Miami supportive housing program called Casa Valentina, where young people get counseling and academic support and learn about building a life and career. Dion Richards is 22 now. I spoke with him about what it was like becoming an adult as a ward of the state. If you can think back to when you were 17, you had this kind of looming horizon of your 18th birthday and leaving the foster care system. What did you think was waiting on the other side of your 18th birthday?
Simple things that people don't worry about, I was worried about. Like, how am I going to go grocery shopping? How am I even going to make a grocery list? I don't even know what to eat. Like, in foster care, food is always prepared for you. So I didn't even know what to eat. Like, I was just going to eat junk food my whole life. It was just this whole big thing. Like, you're 18, you're out of the foster care system, so you get to do what you want. But the whole time I was scared. I was like, I kind of want to still stay in. Really, I wanted to scream out to anybody, like, man, how do I do this? That's kind of what I like now, because the system has totally changed. Now you don't age out at 18. You can stay in till you're 21. So it gives you a couple extra years to just kind of learn all of that stuff.
And that's a law that was passed and went into effect in 2014,
yes,
I think.
Yes,
right?
And I aged out in 2013, so... It's just a blessing from God that, like, that happened like that, because, like, I aged out at 18, I stayed out for a year, and then I went back into foster care till I was 21, and then at 21, I came out again. Then I kind of fell off track, and I ended up becoming homeless, and I was kind of afraid to call anybody, because I was like, well, I'm 18 now, like, no one really has to help me, because they stress the fact that you're an adult now, so basically anything you do is on you. My agency ended up reaching out to Casa Valentina. And basically, now I'm here where I am today, full-time student, studying physical therapy, staying focused.
When you hear about foster care, in addition to the disruption of losing your family in a certain sense, no matter what the circumstances are, you're also bouncing around. You're changing schools if you change homes.
Right.
You're changing the kind of whole family dynamic that you have to now find your way to fit into. How many times did you go through that cycle, and what was that like?
I went through it a few times, but bouncing around to me kind of was like a new way to start over every single time. So, like, the hardest part was sometimes you meet people and you get really cool with them, and then they leave because their parents got them back, which is a great thing. But then, like, that was the really tough part, because I met some really cool people that I never talked to again because, like, they got adopted to, like, some far-off place or something like that. And, like, I just been in that process so many times that it kind of messed me up in a way that I was just like, I don't want to be adopted. I just want to live at the group home.
So you moved into Casa Valentina in November.
Yes.
What's it like there, and how do you spend your time?
Basically, you have your own apartment, and you go to basically two groups a week. The first group is on Tuesday, where everyone meets, and we're basically talking about life skills and, like, how to live on your own and how to feed yourself, how to clothe yourself, how to make doctor's appointments, how to basically live life as an adult.
What are some of the things you think you've learned since November?
I've learned definitely how to, like, balance a checkbook. I've definitely learned how to keep my account in good standings. I've learned how to pay a light bill. Just, like, basic things like that that society kind of expects you to know, or that you would learn maybe from your parents normally, but, like, you just don't. I've always had pretty good communication skills, but, like, Casa V kind of taught me how to be bold and kind of how to, like, stand up for myself in a way, like, kind of like even though I went through foster care, I'm still as normal as anybody else with just a little bit different kinks, you know? Like, I'm still a successful adult.
So you said you're 6 months away from a physical therapy assistance degree. Congratulations. Do you have plans past that point?
Yes, I do. I plan on working as an assistant for a couple years while still attending school, because a physical therapy degree is about 6 years. So, my end goal is to eventually become a doctor in physical therapy.
That was Dion Richards talking about aging out of foster care and finding support in a program called Casa Valentina. This is WLRN News. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.